Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, and I have a private practice down in Atlanta, GA, and I am back on the radio. I started last September of 2008, and was off 4 or 5 weeks, and now I'm back live tonight for our Thursday evening program, which is at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I'm on Wednesdays, so next Wednesday it will be 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And so I cover the East Coast and the West Coast. So I'd like to talk, and since I've been off the air for a few weeks, I would like to give you my background, and I want everyone to understand that I do talks, I do lectures, I try to make it very, very interesting, and I have people on the tonight, the Thursday night live run, where you have an opportunity to call in and get some free information of what's going on in your system, and we'll talk about that as I go along. But first, I'd like to give you a background, and again, I don't use notes. I may have some research from time to time that I use and will let you know at that time, but it's just like we're in the living room and we're talking. I don't use teleprompters or anything like that. And I'm used to doing it. I've been in this private practice and doing nutritional work for over 30 years now. And I have just turned the young age in my Anti-Aging Plus, which is the parent name of my company, just turned 72. And we'll get into age and real age and chronological age and what's the real age inside of your body. So I think you'll find it very, very interesting. And I think you will understand for the first time that there is another option that is so fantastic for natural healing, unlike any of the others. And I'll cover that as we go along. But what I would like to do is to go back to my young years, my preteen years, and just briefly move forward and let you know the metaphysical background as well and spiritual background of me doing this type of work along with the traditional nutritional observations and in my practice and working with people, and the combination of the two, and what an incredible, incredible, enlightening healing that takes place. So let's go back to preteen years where I read a book about healing and a medical doctor, and it had a powerful impact upon me. And I said, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a healer. Well, I knew back then I have a PhD. I am not an MD, but back then all I knew was healing and medical doctors. So I was accepted to Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. And in my sophomore year, there was a cutoff of chemistry, a particular type of organic chemistry that was tough, and a cutting off of people who were pre-med and were going to be medical doctors. Well, at that time, as a teenager, 18, 19 years old, it was very, very disheartening. Well, I wanted to be a healer, and this is all I knew how to be a healer was from that. And so I went a traditional way and went into corporate retailing and did that for quite some time. And then after a few years, I found some interesting new information, and I want to briefly tell you the story where we move into my spiritual metaphysical healing that takes place. Over 30 years ago, my mother was moved from South Carolina to Atlanta. My father had passed over, and I have two brothers here with me, and we thought it was a good idea to bring her and with all the grandchildren and so forth. And she got very depressed when she was here, and so I took her to an internist at a local hospital, and he decided to bring in a psychiatrist, actually the head of psychiatry at that time at Emory University. And they said to me, we're going to spend a week and we're going to observe your mother and we'll get back with you. Well, you know, in case you are not aware or haven't been through this experience, there's kind of like one person in among the peers that steps forward and works specifically with a situation like this. And it was just a natural thing for me to do, because I had found a place for my mom to live here. Anyway, the psychiatrist started calling me, and on a nightly basis, he was telling me about the different drugs, pharmaceutical, psychiatric drugs that he was using on my mother. And after 1 week, the internist called me and said, you can come and get your mother. And I went to the hospital and got her. And he said, according to the manual, so to speak, your mother has a classic case of depression. And we've got her on psychotropic or psychiatric drugs. Well, I took my mother to a back home, and that evening, in the middle of the night, the phone rang, and my mother said to me, hello, Dick, I can't go outside naked in the rain like this. And I said, Mom, what are you saying? And she repeated it, I can't go outside naked in the rain like this. Well, I hung up, I quickly went to her place, went into the living room, and here was my mother sitting in a catatonic state, hands shaking, staring into space. I called the psychiatrist. He said, put your mother in a specific psychiatric care unit, and I will meet you in the morning, and I said, and I'll have my brothers there as well. The next morning, we went to this unit again, and they explained that my mother was locked up during the night, and the reason was that she was stealing and going in and out, taking underwear from the other women's dorms, rooms, and bringing the stuff back to her room. So they had to put her in a special place. Well, here is, at that time, a 78-year-old woman who was Woman of the Year in the state of South Carolina, did an enormous amount of community work, was well known, well respected, and here she was stealing out of these different rooms. Well, the psychiatrist showed up and he announced to us that my mother had an underlying dementia which had risen to the surface. Oh, that's interesting. What has happened was a jolt of lightning, probably my guide giving me a punch, or my angels, and I blurted out almost simultaneously with my older brother, well, that is interesting. You know what? You're fired. Well, the head of psychiatry at Emory said, do you know who I am? I said, of course I do. I am an undergraduate of Emory, and please leave. You're no longer involved with my mother. Well, he turned around and left the room. So here was a lady who had gone from depression to within approximately 16 hours after leaving that hospital, turns in to a almost complete vegetable brain-wise. So, moving forward with that, and I'm hesitating here, folks, because if you've ever had anything happen like this to someone in your family, and this was over 30 years ago, it's just like it's happening tonight. So bear with me, and I will get through it, and it's so important for every one of you, whether you've been with me before or you're brand new, to hear this information, because it's not going to be out in the media, and it's not going to be on CNN or anywhere else. But this is the God's truth of what happened in my particular story. Anyway, I found a place for my mother, and she was put into actually an annex of Emory, where they took care of elderly people, and she was treated as if she had Alzheimer's, and it was not Alzheimer's, and I'll tell you in a few minutes that was confirmed by Harvard Medical School. But anyway, my mother passed 2.5 to 3 years later. She was a semi-zombie. Can you imagine watching your mother, and who I was very, very close to, turned into practically a full vegetable before your very eyes, knowing, folks, knowing that what's going on inside, okay, in my body is letting me know that there must be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health, called allopathic medicine, our current major medicine. And I might just quickly mention to you, we are having our new president talking about health care, and Hillary did a lot about it. You know, I'm not getting into politics. I'm letting everybody know this is not health care that's being talked about. It's disease management. It's managing disease. That's what it really is. And I hope you stick with me. I hope you come and work with me in my practice. It doesn't matter where you are. I'm working with a lady in Dublin, Ireland. I've had calls from South Africa. I work all over the United States and Canada. And so most of my work is by phone. It doesn't have to be coming to my office. And all of this will be explained, and I'd like to get it explained in the first 55 minutes in this first show again. So anyway, let's move along. My mother passed away actually from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is actually what she died of. Well, I was called to Charleston, South Carolina for a wedding. And this was approximately a year later. And I went there, and at the Hyatt at 10 o'clock at night, something said to me, you remember, we all know, don't we, there are no accidents. Something said, go on to the hot tub. It'll be very relaxing before the wedding Saturday, and be a nice thing to do. So I wasn't real sleepy, went upstairs, and there is a gentleman in the hot tub, and I sit next to him, and we start talking. I introduce myself. He introduces himself to me, and he tells me that he is a physician from Harvard Medical School, and he happened to be here that weekend to lecture to the medical students about drugging and the elderly. Wow! What a coincidence, right? Absolutely not. And so I said, do you have a minute? Well, of course, I had a captured audience in this hot tub. Nobody else was there. And he said, he heard the story as briefly as I could tell it. He said, I want you to send the records to me at Harvard. He gave me the address. It'll take about 3 weeks because I'm going around the country lecturing on drugging in the elderly, and I'll get back with you. 3 weeks later, this gentleman calls, and he said, I want you to know that you have an enormous, enormous lawsuit. Really, doctor? Yes. There's been a cover-up. And this is Harvard Medical School professor, folks. This is not my belief system. This is coming from a pretty strong source. You must have her body exhumed if you want to pursue this. But it is a mammoth cover-up. And so I decided that instead of taking this anger and so urge to kill, so to speak, I knew where this psychiatrist lived, that I would teach people the natural ways of healing, move out of the corporate world, and spend the rest of my life in the alternative holistic field, and I have lived long enough where my healing has been terrific, but since the metaphysical, spiritual part has come along, it has taken it to a quantum leap. Folks, this is why I'm on the radio. This is an international BBS radio, metaphysical station, wanting to hear the truth, things that you're not going to hear or read about on a daily basis, and or it's covered up. And so I'm here to every week, twice a week. If you can listen once a week, which is convenient, that's terrific. But I'm here to let you know that there is a better way. Doesn't mean all physicians are evil. No. That's all they learn. That's all they're taught. That is to treat symptoms with drugs and surgery. And I will go a lot into detail in my weekly lectures, so to speak, discussions with you. So I want to give you one last part of this spiritual journey. My wife, Jackie, and I were invited way in the beginning when Dr. Robert Atkins was talking about and teaching a high-protein diet. And we were teaching this in Atlanta at that time a few years ago. And he invited my wife and I up to New York and to spend some time over the weekend with himself and other nutritionists and alternative medical doctors, and to go over his program. So we went up. It was a nice tribute to us. We were very honored by it and very flattered. And we went to New York, and I happened to look in the paper on Saturday that there was a woman named Rosemary Alty, a very famous medium. Maybe some of you know of her from England. And that she was going to be at a certain church in Manhattan that evening. And I said to my wife, Jackie, come on, let's go. I just felt compelled to go hear her because I was very connected to the book I had read. And I'm not that connected to all the books that I read, particularly in the spiritual metaphysical field, but this one stood out. So anyway, we go. I'm sitting on the aisle, and Rosemary comes down, and I believe she lives up in the Northeast sometime. I would love to reconnect with her. I think she's in Vermont or somewhere up in the Northeast. Anyway, she comes down the aisle and tells me to stand up. I stand up. She says, your mother is standing behind you. And that was like, what? She has two messages for you. Number one, there was nothing you could have done to save her. And I started in running to the health food stores, reading hours after hours. You know, I studied more then and now than I ever did when I was in college. That's when the real studying begins, when you have a mission. Number two, she said, use your hands more. Well, I didn't know what that was that evening, but now it's an integral part of what I do, and that is that it is a psychic God-given gift, and I believe most definitely that my mother not only is responsible for this healing, helping with this healing that I do, but it is a tremendous type healing that just isn't out there. It just isn't out there. And if it is, the accuracy is not there, because I have to tell you that I am psychic and I receive information about the healing of your body at cell level, way, way before medicine can do anything about it. But when I received this information, what my mother was saying, use a pendulum and express it that way. It will give you the information. And I have to tell you, everyone, that's what's been going on. When I first started, it, I'll be honest with you, was very scary to me. And I felt like, well, I'm a traditional, holistic PhD, and I have been practicing for some years, and now I'm moving into the metaphysical field, and I need to keep this psychic bent to myself. And it took, folks, it took a while to finally say the results that I'm getting, the picking up of early stages of cancer and where it is. And there are names for this. There was a woman who was a medical intuitive. It's vibrational medicine. Okay. Energy medicine. Doesn't matter what you call it, but it is a God-given gift. It's not the typical dousing. The typical douser is dousing for water. The typical douser, okay, may go to a weekend of dousing and decide that this is their experts, and they're using their own individual opinion when they put this information out. And I knew that I had to do this quite some time and spend, I mean, it's hundreds of hours at this time over the last several years to get to the point where I knew that all of this information was extremely and is extremely accurate. That's so important. It's not guessing, or I may think that this is this and this is that. I'm not using my personal opinion, which unfortunately many dowsers bring into their dowsing, and therefore it's not accurate. I have several dowsers who come to me and take my program. So I wanted to give you this background and why I do this work. It is a mission, and I am just beginning. Very excitingly, I am just beginning to write my book. It's time to write my book. And I will be doing this for the next 2 to 3 months, part-time certainly. I have a practice to run. And we will have CDs that will be on the Internet, and they will be offered if you're interested in purchasing. So I need to get this story out. And it is a gift and a mission from my mother. And as we move along with it, I think you will understand that this is very true, okay, very dedicated, and it works. And you can understand there are people, and maybe some of you tonight may be skeptical, and I understand that, you know. John Edwards goes on television and is talking to people on the other side. It is so authentic. It is so authentic. And it's, he just knows. And I just know through this gift, which is expressed through the dowsing. It's not a magic of dowsing. It is psychic information that is expressed, through the pendulum. Doctors, number one, medical doctors, you have to understand they do miraculous things when you really, really need them. Reconstructive surgery. My goodness, putting hands back together, transplants. If you have a heart attack, okay, as a PhD nutritionist, that's not my field to help. That's an emergency. Thank God for surgeons and brain surgeons. My goodness, look at all of the fabulous work they do. Most of the time, I wish you were here to read my lips. Most of the time, we don't need them. Really? Most of the time, you don't need medical doctors. I'm 72. I take no medicines. I take no pharmaceutical drugs, over-the-counter prescriptions. I'm not really even taking any herbs. I take the phytonutrients program that I brought together, and at another time I'll go into more detail with it, but I brought it together to truly heal with a life force that vibrates and is compatible with the human body of that particular patient that I'm working with. It's all about genetics. It's not guessing. Stop guessing. That's the title if you how you found me tonight. That's the title. Stop guessing about your health. No more guessing. No more experimenting. What will be laid out for you if you take my practice will be a system that is specifically for you. If you are a fraternal twin, it doesn't matter. You're going to be different. If you're the same blood type, there's a book out there with that. That does, this goes a quantum leap beyond the blood type, way beyond it. It is specifically for the individual. And with the psychic picking up information, people get off their medicines, they start having high energy, and they are reversing anti-aging, literally reversing what's going on in their body. I'm going to throw something out to you now, and if you're a first-time listener, listen to what I'm going to say. I am chronologically 72 years old. I am 36 years old inside. Am I guessing that? Is that a belief system that I have? Am I coming up with that number so I can impress people in my talks? No. My wife is a year younger than me. Next month, in August, she'll be 71, and she's 35. Inside, but she's going to be 71. So this is unheard of, okay? No medicines, really, no herbs. I don't use herbs. I use phytonutrient therapy, plant therapy. Phyto is the Latin word for plants. And so the medical doctor is treating symptoms, okay? And it is with drugs and surgery. That's all they know. That's all they were taught. Way back when I was cut from pre-med and was so devastated, little did I know consciously how my, in the same lifetime, the healing that I'm doing, first of all, it's got to be several years ahead of itself. And there are no machines out there, ladies and gentlemen, that will pick up this information. And even if it did, unless that person has a real in-depth nutritional background, it's not going to work right. And that's very, very important to understand. Well, let's go to the second form of healing. The second form of healing. That is alternative healing, that is natural healing, holistic healing. There's a lot of different names for it. And in the early years of my practice, I was in that category. I was treating symptoms not with pharmaceutical drugs, but with natural substances. But you know what? Like everyone else, I was pretty much guessing what would work. And if I hit a guess correctly, bingo, lots of help. Now I don't guess anymore. Now I don't experiment anymore. It's incredible to work with the individual genetics of a person. So, but understand that an alternative, a naturopathic physician, a nutritional, chiropractor. All of this, acupuncturist, all of this is still treating symptoms. Treating symptoms. So the first two modalities are treating symptoms, either with surgery and drugs or natural healing products and stuff. Okay? And now we're to the third choice. Why I'm on the air. Why I'm writing a book. Why I'm spreading the word. Why I'm going out at 72 years old and I've got my act completely together. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't written my book earlier, because I wanted enough experience with patients and enough results and armfuls of testimonials to know that this is not guesswork. No more guessing about your health. No more guessing about your health. Why is this different in its modality? I am not treating any symptoms. The other two are treating symptoms. What am I doing? I'm removing the causes of the problem. Okay? If you have high cholesterol, you take a statin drug from the medical doctor. You may take red yeast rice from the health food store. Those are treating symptoms. What is causing the cholesterol to be high or very, very low, too low? Most cases, it's high cholesterol. And what is the right number for cholesterol? Well, the doctors are guessing. They take thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, average it out, and tell you that you're not healthy for your age, not your chronological age. Little do they know about the real age inside of most people. And by the way, it is not unusual. 100% of my patients who come with me, their real age is higher. So was mine. So was my wife's. But ours is, after our program for so many years, it's way 30 years younger inside. And we don't need the medicines, not because we're Christian scientists. We're not. It's because we have balanced the body with the right foods, and I'm going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes, but balancing the body with the right foods for your genetics. For your genetics. Nobody else. Not that your cousin took it and it worked. Just for you. And you will be given, through 2 years of work and research on my part, to bring together high vibrational life force phytonutrients. If they don't work for your genetics, you're told that. And guess what I do? I'll recommend something we don't sell. How about them apples? I'm not here to trick people and to take their money. Not with the gift and what happened to my mother. No way. I'm here to bring the optimum healing. So it's not how long we live, but in what condition. So if I get into my 80s and I'm on a walker or a wheelchair, my mind is dulled out either through my pharmaceutical drugs that have been given to me or eating the wrong foods for my genetics. So this, folks, is taking most of this hour, particularly in this first, my comeback, for lack of a better word, my comeback to BBS Radio after being away for 5 or 6 weeks. So what I want to do now is to invite anyone who's interested to call me up if we have time, if you're interested, and I'll just keep moving on with some more information. But it's always interesting, if wherever you are, to call the station toll-free, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756. I will do a health douse. I will look at your heart. I will look at your arteries. I will look at your blood sugar. I will check to see if there's any cancer in your body. You will allow me, and I have the permission to tell you about this, and if you want, I'll give you your real age, along with, you know, your chronological age that we start with. So I'm glad to do it. We'll do it for a few minutes. It is free tonight, and I want to mention that if you call me during the week, and I know July 4th is kicking off, but I'm around Friday, tomorrow, and all next week, and every Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 5 in Atlanta, Georgia, Eastern Standard Time. Call my office, 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. It will be a free consultation. If you're not calling me tonight, that's fine. Call me, and I will let you know in the three quadrants that I work with. First, are you in the healthy spin zone? Second, are you in the normal spin zone, the mass normal spin zone, or are you in the unhealthy spin zone? And I'd like to let you know, everyone, at this point, if somebody has way advanced cancer, way advanced Alzheimer's, way advanced whatever, MS, AIDS, unfortunately, I cannot help you. I must tell you, it is such a blessing that almost everybody who calls me and I work with, I can help. And if I can't, I'm going to tell you right up front. I'm not giving you a death sentence if I can't help you. I'm just saying that what you have is more advanced than what I can help you with. But by and large, the majority of people out there, pre-diabetics, type 2 diabetics, high blood pressure, okay, arthritis, osteoarthritis, all of the painful conditions that are out there, we are not going to treat it. We're going to bring a balance to the body, a homeostasis condition. And you know what happens? Listen to this concept. The body heals itself. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to have been for thousands of years. That's the way we lived. Then we've gotten to the point that we know better. And we know, maybe we can keep you alive longer. Is that the quality of life? Why not, with no negative side effects, work on this kind of program at a very affordable price? I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, okay, you will save an enormous amount of money over, as long as you're with me, the more money you save. First of all, if you take supplements, you will now know which ones that you're paying for, and they're working for you. For the first time, you'll know that. If you're not taking supplements, then you will be given supplements along with a specific eating plan that is designed of 500 foods for your genetics. It's not a diet. It's telling you the foods that are making you sick, and it's telling you the foods that is that are okay for you to eat, and it's telling about the foods that are negative and are making irritation, inflammation, and early stages of disease. The primary cause of sickness and disease is nutritional lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. They're protein substances that are in all our food from the field of lectinology. If you go on the internet, you're going to find almost nothing about it. But it is the primary cause, not all, the primary cause of sickness and disease, which begins with irritation in the cell level, moving to inflammation. And you know where that's going to occur? Guess what? It's going to occur with a predisposition. A predisposition, yeah, that's your the weaknesses, the genetics that you possess, that's where it's going to happen. That's where you're going to get sick, whether it's prostate cancer, breast cancer, or whatever. The second most critical need is that there are nutritional deficiencies in the human body. Well, Dr. Needle, I don't take any nutrition. I eat right. Well, Tom, let me ask you a question. What's eating right for you? Well, I do this and this and this. I said, maybe you're guessing. And certainly he is. He thinks that's what he needs. He thinks or she thinks that's what you need. But biochemically, you will now understand and know this is no more searching, no more guessing, no more experimenting, spending, oh, my God, all this money I've spent over the years, and I still feel lousy. I still feel sick. What good is that? I'm taking these drugs. I'm taking these medicines, whatever, whatever. So the nutritional deficiency, guys and girls, the nutritional deficiencies are there even if you eat organic. Our soils are depleted. Our food is processed. And we have these, in the mineral world, we have these not only minerals but trace minerals and inert minerals, all these minerals that are spark plugs that makes everything work in our body. And what is happening? What's happening is we don't put them into our system because the foods we get, okay, are missing because of the depleted soils. You know, it's still a tomato. It's still a carrot. Still looks like it. Still tastes like it. But if you go back 50 years ago, we had a tremendous amount of nutrients in our food. They're not there anymore. So, and while I'm on that subject, I want to interject this. With my dousing, I regularly check supermarkets and wholesale buying places, and it's incredible how unfresh most of our produce, high amounts of our produce are in this day and time. Okay. Example, I'm in Atlanta and I get a lot of produce. Atlanta gets a lot of produce from California. Most of the country does. Some of it from Florida. Because of the expense of shipping in this day and time, guess what these grocers do? They get bigger amounts than they used to. Bigger amounts. When they get bigger amounts, they store it. When they store it longer. When it comes out on the shelf, The life force, the vibration is gone, G-O-N-E. It's not there. And so I spent a little more time. If I'm bringing something home, okay, it vibrates. My dousing rod picks it up. This is fresh. But it's scary, folks. It's scary how many, many people by the millions all over the world are eating foods that they think are so good for them. And is it right for their particular genes? Not only that, but even if it is it alive? And if you're not supplementing, wait a minute, I supplement, I take this and this and this and this. Really? How do we know that that works for you? That's where I come in. You see what I'm saying? This is unique. You're not going to find this where you are. And I would love, if you find somebody, please contact me at 1-800-653-1056. I'd like to know, in all of the last, since last September being on the air, no one has called me. I don't know of anybody that does this type of work. They may do some health dousing of some sort, but certainly not in the detail. But you know what? There are times where I have life and death situations. I better be right. You know, I'm not playing a game here. It's a very serious thing. I do an enormous amount of investigation with each and every patient. They know what they're supposed to eat, and they know that if they don't get rid of these particular foods, they're going to get sicker and sicker. And I could put it in writing, could guarantee it that they're going to get sick. So eating the wrong lectins, number one cause of sickness and disease. Number two, the nutritional deficiencies for your genetics. Number three cause is being toxic. And therefore, when these three elements are practiced and somebody stays with me at least 90 days or more, they are going to reverse and turn their health around. And one by one, the body, God's graces, will decide where the healing is going to take place. It's not going to be Dr. Needle or your doctor, or your chiropractor, or whoever. The body heals itself. If you bring it the right food, the right nutrition, and begin a 24/7 detoxification, not where you go under medical care or have to lie down. It's very gradual, but it cleans the body of the heavy metals that are in it. And people that have leaking of mercury in their mouth and all of this type of thing that we work with. So we're about to run out of time. It's too late to do a dousing with anybody. And if you had thoughts of it, I want you to call me Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. No longer will you be guessing about what's right for you. And 40 years ago, the Department of Agriculture told us the primary cause of sickness is not having the proper nutrition in the body. My goodness, everyone, that was 40 years ago, and it's still true today. Why don't the doctors get involved with it? Well, they're not taught that in medical school. There's no need for it. They never even accepted any connections in the past. Only in recent times are they opening up to the possibility that the nutritional deficiencies or essential fatty acids and antioxidants have any relationship, because before, it's all about drugs and surgery. That's all that counts, drugs and surgery. surgery and drugs. Got to be more ways to heal people than that. Isn't that right? So I'd like, at no cost, a free consultation, okay, 1-800-653-1056. Leave a message. If I'm not in there, I'm busy with a patient or whatever, and I'll get back with you. And let's heal one at a time with no negative side effects and no storing of drugs, that when you take it for one thing, that medicine that palliated or brought down that problem, such as a statin, a cholesterol drug, brings you a problem in your liver, brings you muscle tightness, brings you kidney problems. Isn't that interesting? Medicinal drugs all have negative side effects along with when they're working to take care of a particular problem. It's treating a symptom. When you get rid of the causes of it, that's the ultimate healing. So come with us and join the Centurion Club. Not just the Centurion Club of how old we are, but how well we feel and how much energy we have. Now, I'm going to have my wife on in the future, too, and she'll tell you her story, which is coming back from some real problems and the amazing high health that she has, and many, many patients. God bless. Good night. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you. 1-800-653-1056 during the week. I'd love to hear from you, and it's a free consultation. Then you can decide whether you want to pursue this further. Good night.